it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
2 weeks from Election Day, Governor Hochul's trying to polish her credentials around public safety. It's an issue her Republican challenger, Lee Zeldin, has been focusing on.
WCBS's Steve Burns joins us. Steve, what does it say that the governor's holding a news conference on this particular topic?
Well, I think it says that the dynamics of this race are definitely changing as we get closer to Election Day. For months now, we've been hearing Governor Hochul saying this election is about abortion rights. It's about the future of democracy. She's called Lee Zeldin extreme. Now, you know, seeing Hochul holding a press conference focusing specifically on safety, it looks like almost a concession that this is an issue that's resonating, that people have been listening to Lee Zeldin when he's been talking about this. And that's what we see in the polls when voters are asked about their top issues. It's what we see in the poll results, with Zeldin now making this a much closer race in these last couple of weeks.
So what is Governor Hochul talking about when it comes to gun safety?
Well, she's talking about a few different measures that the state has taken. I think first and foremost was touting the tighter red flag laws, putting in orders of protection to keep potentially dangerous people from getting a gun. She said before these changes were made, they were issuing around 45 protective orders a month. Now that's up to around 400 a month, so really an exponential increase. Also talking a lot about the new law raising the minimum age to buy a semi-automatic weapon to 21. We see the governor kind of walking a bit of a tightrope here. She's insisting that shootings and murders are going down in New York, but at the same time, she says she understands why people are afraid, why emotions might be running high right now. She doesn't want to alienate anyone who still sees this as a top issue here. And that speaks to how much Lee Zeldin's messaging on this is really resonating.
Steve, tomorrow we have the first and possibly only debate between Hochul and Zeldin. What can we expect?
I think we can expect at least some debating about the debate. Zeldin has called for far more than just one debate. In fact, we weren't even sure if he'd show up to this one. He said he wanted to hold out for more dates, but eventually backed down and agreed to show up. Hochul has said a single debate is not unusual. She says she doesn't have a whole lot of time right now because she's still running the government. It's a very interesting moment for a debate. This race is pretty much at a crossroads. Lee Zeldin is obviously hoping to keep up his newfound momentum. Governor Hochul is looking to keep Zeldin at arm's length in the polls. There's, of course, money pouring in on both sides right now. So the debate is tomorrow, 7 p.m., Spectrum News Networks. It's New York One here in the city. And it'll be definitely an interesting night to watch.
Steve, thanks. That's WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.